I have seen the other side of you. That's right. It's time for Dark Matter here on AfterBuzz. We are talking Season 2, Episode 3. We've got so much to talk about. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the AfterBuzz After Show for Dark Matter. That's right, it's time for Dark Matter. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe there as well. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. You can tweet at me at Yael Teagle. That's Yaeltygiel. I am joined by my lovely panel. My crew is here, the crew of the AfterBuzz. Yep. We have Andrew Mena joining us. Andrew, welcome.
Woo! Thank you for having me. You can also tweet at me at Andrew Mena, A-N-D-R-E-W-M-E-N-A.
Yay, he knows how to spell it.
Nice. First step over.
Awesome. Ooh. And Tari J.
Hey, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Tari J, T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
Wow.
I'm also Spellers. On the chat, baby.
Yay. Live in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are talking about I've Seen the Other Side of You. Overall thoughts of the episode. Tari.
Oh.
Mixing it up.
What a jerk.
I liked it. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
I thought that it was really interesting getting to see the other members. Because, like, we've only seen them as, forgotten people.
Right.
So, like, it was really nice seeing them as what they were like as a crew before we ever got a chance to see them.
All right. Andrew? Yeah.
I totally agree. I loved seeing the other version of them. I was less of a fan of seeing that side of them.
Yeah.
Just because they're wild jerks. But, spoilers. But I really, really enjoyed it. I thought that was a really cool tone. And I really love more Five stuff. I just love Five. I think she's so smart and interesting. And there's so much more to her part in all of this.
Yes.
Mysteries involving Five. So
yeah.
We're going to talk more about that in a minute, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you guys. I don't like the old versions of I couldn't watch it. I was like, you're such a jerk.
They're so mean.
They're so mean.
I will say,
yes.
Just really quickly, I will say I really liked how comfortable they all felt with each other,
mm-hmm.
mostly because when we see them now, all they're like versions of them that we see, the numbered versions.
Yeah.
They're all really hesitant around each other because they don't really know each other.
Yeah.
But when they got into old style, they were real like comfortable, laid back. You could tell they had all these sweet, sweet inside jokes. They were. A crew. Hashtag squad, baby.
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to respectfully disagree there. Because there was that scene where four and three are talking.
You're welcome to the difficulty.
I know the numbers.
Yeah.
So three and four are talking, and it's right after Five is revealed that Sarah has died.
Yeah.
So three. I know it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Three is being like uncharacteristically emotional and sentimental.
Yeah.
And four is like, hey, it's weird, man. It's not cool. And you're just like, whoa. And then he shuts down. He's like, this is the last time you're ever gonna see it. So there's a sense of like, no, they were not real with each other. Like maybe they worked together, like especially mm-hmm. in like a mm-hmm. weird assassin's way.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they were like close. I think that the numbered team is like the most real version of themselves.
Interesting.
So throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there.
Oh.
I respect your respectful disagreement.
I like it. I agree with it. Oh man, Tari, you're losing.
Oh.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, please.
No.
I was much more focused on, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm real aware of the timeline here, and I'm trying to take notes of it, and I am presenting this to the fans who pay better attention or are better at numbers than me. So this neural imprint that we have is from 14 months ago. Mm-hmm. They uploaded it 14 months ago. Now we know that Moss has been missing for 10 months. So that means 4 months after they uploaded this, he may or may not have joined their ship, but we know that he disappeared then, which is when he probably got Jace's face.
Right.
Yes.
I was just going to say, we know that that's when he was reported missing. We definitely know he's from money, so that there definitely could be... I feel like he could have
11.
Bought his way into, like, some time.
All right.
Just throw
All
that.
Right.
Just
way to throw a wrench into
room.
My timeline.
Just wiggle room.
So we also know that Six was put undercover 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
right? And 2 months after that, nope, 1 month after that?
I think two months after that,
they lost their memory.
Oh,
Five joined,
and then they lost their memory. Yes.
Guys, somebody make a timeline, please. I can't. I can't do this.
Some sort of timeline.
You need a flow chart, guys.
You think I'm kidding, but I really do.
You got Venn diagram, anything.
I just need a visual. I'm dying here.
Some sort of aid.
But yeah, let's talk about 3 and Sarah for a second, because I kind of remember that was a thing last season, but as soon as he was like, I need to go to the vault, I went, oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Sarah, yeah, I know.
I didn't like that. I don't like Boone having a softer side, because Boone is the a-hole. You know what I mean? Boone is the jerk, and I don't want to see him as a person.
But he got to stretch his acting muscles, for one. And two, when that episode happened last season, I felt bad mostly for Sarah and for 3, because he didn't know how to grieve because he didn't know her.
Right.
And she didn't have the person who she loved to grieve for her. And, so I felt like this was a very appropriate in that he got to, feel those emotions, even if it was temporary. Mm. And, she was finally put to rest in that moment.
Fine.
I totally agree.
It was
satisfyingly not satisfying. while we don't really get that, the real grieving process, he gets that moment of I was gonna give her this necklace that I found of hers, when she got better, and she never got better. I was trying to be good. He's trying, and I think that's important too, that he has this moment of I was trying to be good, while he's this new version or old version
while
of himself.
While he's the bad version.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I made a step and I failed. And it's just, it's pretty and sad. It's ironic. So satisfyingly unsatisfying.
Fine. Fine.
Alan Mendoza from the chat says, someone tell 3 it's okay to show his feelings.
Right?
No, it's not. It's not okay.
Hashtag 2016 man. You can do it, buddy.
They're in the future.
Oh, that's true. Hashtag
2116 man.
That's right.
All right. So we also get the return of what I like to call evil android. Mm. You call red android.
Yes. Android red, if you will.
Okay. I will not.
All the different names. Randroid.
I like Holo Robobot something. Holobot.
Holobot.
There we go.
I'll take it.
Or Ready. Red and Droid. Roidy. Ready.
Okay. So.
This motion is what I was doing.
Alright. So we lose. Girls. We lose. We lose Anne, the android, who goes under maintenance, I guess. And we bring back evil android. I like that we address that she has no memory of what happened last time. I also like seeing her interact with 5. She was a B with a capital B. She was so rude.
She's very rude.
She's the rudest!
I think it's so interesting, too, that there's this sense of, evil robot and, rudeness, when really, what she says she is just a creature of logic. She is supposed to be the most logical version. So we hate logic. There's a natural inclination to be
Right. You're in a difficult situation. Real helpful, Red Android.
Yeah. I mean,
she
come
does
on.
That states the obvious. I was going to say there for her bemoaning the real physical android's weirdness, you know, and anomaly. I think it's weird that she takes this kind of weird pleasure in being it's weird that you don't know what to do. It's just kind of
yes. That seems
humans.
To be a flaw.
Yeah,
that's a flaw, Red Android.
A little bit.
No, superiority is programmed into it. You know, just so everyone knows she's an android and she's one day going to murder everyone.
Yeah, I think maybe in there she's just fact can crush human skull.
Yeah,
just
why
it's
not?
It's not up for debate. It just can't happen.
Emotions are inherently flawed, so this android is unflawed, right?
No, because she has arrogance. She has arrogance.
Yeah.
She's also flawed.
Yes. She has this pettiness to her that I feel this underlying robot pettiness.
I think that we've discovered that means that Anne doesn't have any flaws at all, because Anne felt jealousy. And what did you call the red one, the evil android?
Ready?
Ready.
Yeah, ready and
okay.
Roidy.
Okay, so no, it's Anne and ready. I'll take ready, but it's Anne.
Roidy.
Okay. Shut up.
What's wrong with you?
So, what was her name? Red Android.
Ready?
Ready.
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Ready has pettiness, and Anne has jealousy, mm-hmm. and being petty and jealous are very similar emotions. They're yeah. both flawed and or perfect. I like that.
Do you think yeah. they kind of, like, complete each other? They're basically the yin-yang kind
well,
of
Well, everyone knows that I ship the android with everyone.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I would absolutely ship the android with the herself. Android. Why not? Especially if we bring story. Back Wendy, Ruby Rose's android.
Yeah, definitely have to bring back Wendy.
Oh, yeah. Wait, sorry. Now I'm picturing that. Okay.
Get it together.
Like, did I they can't. Do? What did they do with her head when they were... Anyway.
It's in Three's room.
Is it?
Mm. I believe it. Oh. Speaking of what's in Three's it's room, it's like an, it's an armory.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nyx finds out that it's an armory.
Yes.
Let's talk about our...
Promptly steals everything.
Yeah, well, they're criminals. Let's yeah. talk about Eryx and Devin and Nyx, who I don't... We all know I don't trust them.
And we don't know them, like, at all.
So they're right. all butthurt that they're not being trusted.
Yeah.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Except for Devin, who... Okay, so I don't trust Devin, but I have a feeling it's going to turn out that, like, Devin, you know, like, stole food to feed his family, right? Mm. Like, that's his crime.
He seems like that kind of guy.
Or he, because he's a doctor, well, he's medical training.
Medically trained, yeah.
That he was, accidental death during surgery and, like, you know, whatever.
It was complicated. He, like, accidentally wasn't part of, like, a politician's son yeah, yeah. or something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Crooked politician.
I still don't trust him.
Yeah.
And I extra don't trust Nyx this episode, right? So when we're trying to find two, and everyone, we're, Five and Nyx are like, I'm gonna go look for it, and then Nyx disappears for most of the rest of the episode mm-hmm. and comes back with Three's guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they round up everyone else on the ship, but they can't find Nyx. Like, they're
they didn't
looking,
even know to find
they're
her.
Looking hard for Five, and they don't find Nyx. Mm-hmm. Like, Nyx is a ninja. Nyx is gonna reveal that she is secretly, like, the main bad dude. Like, hey, what's up, guys? It turns out, like, I'm the baddest now. Like, I'm the new number two.
I'd like to imagine that it's actually that she was just dieharding. So she's, like, in the grates, and she's everywhere just, else. She's like, I'm gonna get these guys.
You mean where Five was trying to hide?
Right?
Yeah.
If she would have rounded that corner.
Yeah. I want to say that I think there were a lot of questions when the episode started. A lot of people were suggesting that when we see the old versions of them, we would see that Bubba wasn't Bubba.
Uh-huh.
Or that, you know, there were different things. I would have liked to see... that Two wasn't the boss, because that would have been so fascinating to see.
A yeah. different dynamic for yeah. the leadership. Yeah.
Especially because Two is so in charge mm-hmm. and bossy, and, like, rightfully so. It would have right. been really interesting to see her have to take orders.
Right.
And I also really like the idea that the guns weren't named the same names. Like, I would have liked to yeah. see them, like, everything we thought we knew was different.
He knew yeah. he had to name the gun, but he didn't know exactly right, like, what.
Like, yeah. it used to be Gertrude, and now right. it's Bubba. I think yeah. that would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of guns and people who use them.
Yes.
I found it really interesting that old Rio mm-hmm. was all about guns, whereas, like, our Rio, our four, mm-hmm. is
uses swords.
Only uses swords, sword exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, Rio smiles so much.
Yeah. yeah. Rio smiles. Four doesn't.
Yeah, not at all.
It's interesting. He smiles, he always smiles sarcastically, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's oh. always a very rude smile.
Oh, yeah. They're criminals.
Like like a very, like, yeah, sure, whatever.
yeah.
Very dismissive.
Yeah.
While we're still talking about guns really quickly, I just yes. wanted to point out that the first thing that new version Portia, I guess we're calling this person, the first thing she says to Five is, I'm going to blow your head off. Like, what? She's a little girl. Like, these are really bad people. Like, I'm just wanted to illustrate with a,
oh,
like,
yeah,
a
yeah.
point that, what? This is crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... It's crazy to see them being like, we're going to kill her. Especially because when you remember the, like, flashback of how Five was treated when she was found, was that Three wanted to just ship her out into the air.
Yeah.
He just wanted to send her out.
Yeah.
So to see Portia do that.
Miss Lynn, you can call her.
No. Portia Lynn. Sounds very pornographic.
Old too.
Doesn't it? Portia Lynn.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Now that I'm picturing it. All right. Nyx.
Well, yes.
Anyway, so the fight between Two and Eric's, well, Portia, I guess, when she wakes up and finds Eric's, that fight was amazing, and I was really concerned that he was going to be better than her.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, oh, I was concerned she was going to murder him, like straight up rip his arm off or something.
I would have been okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when we found out what we found out, that he is the mole! He is Aoife's asset.
That Kevin Costner looking some bitch.
Dun, dun, dun.
He looks like Kevin Costner.
It's true.
Okay. Disagree.
Internet, put a picture of Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Next to him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm trying to make sure we don't forget anything.
Mm.
So Eric's is Aoife's asset. Aoife still doesn't have a name on this show. For those who are wondering, I refer to her as Aoife because that was her name on Lost Girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was also on Orphan Black. And we don't find anything else about that other than that he's the asset. Mm. Good job.
So we're led to believe.
What do you mean?
He is an asset. We don't know if he's the asset.
You think that they're all her assets?
Who knows?
I'm trying to ask what you think.
I think that he is a spy, yes. I don't know if he's necessarily the asset that Aoife was referring to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I still think it's Five, because Five seems to be more than meets the eye.
Yeah, okay. I would agree with that. Though I think that there's something definitely to this episode's kind of treatment of Two, in that she's, I mean, I don't know if the internet watched Zoids, but she's basically an organoid for the ship where... And I'll explain what that means. That she's linked with her neural link with the ship.
Yes,
works right. At one point, 4 and 3 both say, "Oh yeah, no neural link. We don't have neural links.
Right.
Like even though we got that headache and passed out, we don't have them.
Right.
So her neural link not only works, but is she mentioned she's like an extension of the ship. She talks about it very sexually, also, which is really
girl. You think I didn't notice?
I know you noticed. I wanted to bring this up because it's crazy. She's basically like one with the ship, and it's like a very sexual experience for her. It's very empowering, and I think
so. Bring this back to your children's show.
Yeah, yeah. In the children's show, it's basically the same thing. It's very, very sexual. No, there's no sexuality in the children's show, but it's basically the same thing where a robot jumps into a larger, like, ship to pilot it more effectively because you have more control if you're
inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Jonathan Ma really enjoyed your reference, by the way, Andrew.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Chaotic Century, if we remember.
Yes,
there were two different. So okay. It's, anyway,
there were like three. Yeah. But
I missed one.
All right, so here's the
nerds.
but yeah, I agree. Like Five definitely feels like she has the ability to connect with a ship that like no one else can.
Right.
Two.
Even more.
Two.
What?
No. Two.
No.
Are we, okay, you're talking about Five.
I'm talking about Five.
Okay,
now.
Sorry.
Oh.
In that, Two, yes, was able to connect with the ship, and she has that ability because she's part android.
Right.
But Five was also able to overtake her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's as if her Zeke...
Her Zeke?
Her Zeke
the
powers
organoid.
Are better. Yes.
Yes.
Her Zeke is better. Her organoid powers
right.
are stronger.
Mm.
Or she has something more latent. Like, she's going to end up being something like a technopath or something to that effect. In that,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, she does... There are a lot of references where she just says, like, oh, I just kind of understand machines. It's like, I have no formal training. Like, she doesn't, you know...
I
maybe
like
she is
a technopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Calling it now, you guys.
Good predictions. Mm-hmm. We're not even there yet.
Not at all, but...
All right, before we talk about the Five versus Two battle, I want to take a moment to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat. We appreciate it. Tari is keeping an eye on you and sharing your thoughts. We also ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes. That way you subscribe. Don't miss a single episode. You will not miss not a one. And if you write a review, we will read it live on the air. So if you like us, give us a 5-star rating. If you don't like us, you can give us a 4-star rating. The other stars, they do not work. Yeah. And you can bang on your keyboard, write something out, and we'll read it live on the air in a sexy Tari voice or a fun Tari voice, depending on how he feels.
Who knows?
We have a lot of reviews.
We have a good amount, yes.
Oh, wow.
Forgive me if I don't get through, like, yeah, you your guys full
wrote
review.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Just these don't are... skip the parts where they say they like me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, none of those say that.
Okay.
No. Thank you guys, first off, for writing these. You went in so much depth, and you showed so much love, and we really appreciate it. So I'll start from the bottom, from the beginning, from the begottom.
The begottom being an old dark matters term the beginning.
Girl,
indeed.
Girl, the begottom.
So, likable hosts, great show, 5 stars, from the Inquisitor Crystal. It says, Dark Matter and Killjoys are my 2 favorite shows. Just found out it had an afterbuzz. The hosts are cute. Aww.
Aww.
Looking forward to checking out the rest of the episodes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next one. You're right. The other buttons do not work. Aww, by ECFORMDC. They say, I was one of the people asking for AfterBuzz TV Dark Matter After Show. So, I'm very excited for Tari's sexy review voice and for Yale's not-so-subtle kink. Winky, they say.
I'm so subtle!
not so subtle.
Yeah, they call you Yale Subtle Teagle.
That's true, I am Yale Subtle Teagle.
Great recaps. Can't wait for more in-depth review of characters and the show. I can't wait for librarians to return along with your recap.
Yay!
Boom!
Librarians! What
else? Great! 5 stars by BadWolf09. Thanks for the after show. Thanks for watching, Sifi.
Yay, Sifi!
Hooray! One more. Dark Matter teaches us forced mind wipes are good. By Lanavis. 5 stars!
Yay!
In spite of each of their tragic backstories, the Raza really are horrible people before the mind wipe, which basically killed them via creating new people, barely similar backstories, etc. Yep.
Yay!
All that.
Yay! I also have a, because I missed it on Killjoys, and if Lanavis is on this show as well, Lanavis gave a Killjoys iTunes review. I'm going to read it here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
And it says... Short version is Alvis and Dutch, yes! Phallic Massapedes, no! Yep, that should make you want to watch Killjoys.
That's enough.
Yeah, because they were not phallic massapedes, they were angry vaginas. So, that's a quote from the show. Okay, let's get back to 5 versus 2. So 5 puts on her memory thingies to go into the memory thingy, which, yes?
Our friend Joseph Malozzi has a thing to say.
Oh, no.
He says it had attempted to link with 3 and 4 and was unsuccessful, but successful with 2 because of the nanites in her system.
Thank you.
Yes.
Joseph Malozzi.
Thank you for the correction.
Thank you very much. I had a note about that, or a thought about that. Uh-huh. So, neural links are like Wi-Fi?
They're like Bluetooth.
They're like Bluetooth.
Very much like Bluetooth.
They're very Bluetooth. You gotta search for the Bluetooth. The best.
They should definitely put a password on that, so not just anyone can put your neural link.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like.
That's very concerning that anyone could just...
throwing that out there.
Right. What if there was a ship next to them with an Android?
They're just driving by with an Android. They're like, oh, let's grab this guy's neural link.
All right.
Yeah.
So 5 puts on the thingies. It goes in. And, of course, evil Android is there to tell. That's not what that's used for. Shut up, evil Android. And we have this vulnerable memory of 2. Because 2 has... As much as everyone has an interesting backstory in history, 2 has the most interesting backstory because she comes from Dr. Wil Wheaton.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So to see her being vulnerable and then to talk about her backstory, loved this real quick scene. Wish it was longer.
Mm-hmm.
But also liked seeing 5 kind of overpower her with words.
Yeah.
It was a nice sequence. I want more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that, too, because it's a very, like, she's a creature of power, like, mm-hmm. She's, 2 is just basically Wolverine, like, she's gonna win. There's no point in fighting her,
I'm
almost.
I'm picturing that now.
Yeah, she's just basically Wolverine. And so, to have 5, like you said, use her words, it's just very, it's very powerful and awesome, and it just shows you that there's another way.
Yeah.
In a way that's not immediately visible to those guys, which I think is also important.
Yeah.
Like, she and, 1... Where these, and I know your feelings on 1, are these catalysts that change them. And I think that's really important for their story. Like, without 1 and 5, this would be a completely different crew.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I also like that Five is coming into her own. Mm-hmm. Like, before, she felt like she was just an add-on to this crew. But now, especially the last two episodes, being the quoted character for the titles, she is. It's really been her story and her figuring out who she is and where she fits in with all these people. Mm-hmm. So I loved that moment when she was like, I'm not going to be a scared little girl anymore. That's it. That's what I love about her. I just, it was great.
I like that she keeps reminding them of their friends. Yeah. Because in their, like, imagine, they're criminals. They're murderers and thieves. And there's this little girl who's like, we're friends. No, we're friends. Yeah. Like, be my friend. I'm surprised no one punched her. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just who of the three would you have had punch her?
Oh, three. Obviously. Three? Okay. Because he's the a-hole.
I just can't. He's the one that I would imagine is least likely of the three to punch her.
I agree.
Because he has a soft spot for women.
Ugh.
Yeah. He has a very clear and obvious soft spot for women.
Yeah, I imagine it being Rio. Just like a backhand being like, quiet, I don't have time for your stuff.
Yeah.
It's, with his snarky smile.
Yeah.
Slap.
This is great. It's a great face.
Someone make a gif of that.
Okay. All right, girls.
Okay.
Girl. So we end with them back to our new normal. So they can download their old memories and retain the new ones. But will that make them different people? Mm. Yeah. Obviously. Like, I really wanted them to have both the memories, but it's true. They will lose, you know, they will lose the new people of who they are that are turning over a new leaf.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do you think so? I mean, so, all right. Assume that because we as human beings mm-hmm. have a full view of our own history, who we once were, what we've always done. And at a certain point, yes, there are turning points at which we go, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right.
And so I feel like having those memories, though it changed them into different people at that moment, it wouldn't change who they are now. Because it would be the same as me looking back at my time in college and being like, man, I was dumb. I guess I have to be dumb now.
So I disagree because I feel like what happens is you were dumb in college. That's not true, actually. So you look back at this time when you were doing something that you don't want to do anymore. And if you now are trying to be a better person and you do something that makes you slip back into that, whereas they don't know about that and they won't slip back into it because they have a new outlook. It's like they get to start over. That said, I think we would have a third person, right? So, like, they have old them, new them. And I think if they had all the memories, they would be a third person.
Yeah.
And that is a whole different thing that I might want to see.
I would love
that. Especially because we're also missing... I need my timeline. We're missing 10 months? 12 months? We're missing a certain amount of months. Mm-hmm. We're missing months, guys.
There's time not there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any thoughts on the new normal?
Oh, me? I mean, it's pretty much the same thing that you guys are kind of saying about it, in that I feel like there are a lot of moments where they'll talk about, oh gosh, where in this episode specifically, Three says something like, you know, do you think we lost people before? And it's like, do you think we ever let it phase us? Probably not. We probably plowed right through it. And he says that very angrily, like, you know, like, I would have hated to had to have been, or to be that, or I hate being that person, yeah. I guess. And so I think that, you know, you're right, the Venn diagram is going to separate and we're going to get this third person. But I think it's so interesting, and I think that I also disagree with you, and that there's no way that they could be the same person after having, like, assimilated themselves, you know what I mean? It's new information.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if, you know, they're able to forgive themselves for things they did in the past or whatever, it still colors who they are now, especially the way that they cared about things or refused to care about things in the future. Mm. I think if we knew how many women Three has buried, you know what I mean? Like, we would probably have a much darker and a much less caring Three, or willing to care.
I assume it's 15.
calling it.
Okay.
Well, calling it right now.
Let's talk about Three's lockbox that we get. So mm-hmm. the first time we see it, he has that thing that looks like a Walkman, but it's not a Walkman. On further inspection, I think it's a smaller box.
Yeah, it's like a little carrying case.
Yeah.
Whatever, it looks like
a Walkman. He also says it's one of his, so he has many of these.
Yeah, yeah. There's a spaceship toy, and then he turns on a beacon. Tari.
It's vegan!
It's not vegan. Tari would not shut up about this.
What?
It's so good.
It's a beacon. Tari thinks of the Beggin Strips commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time.
I got that that's what that was.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're done with that.
Yep.
All right, so early on in the episode, we have this real quick discussion with one, with two and three talking about one, but they're talking about Derek. So two tells three that he was the prime suspect in one's wife's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about what are we going to do about one's death. And then we get this whole discussion about the different companies. Tari, did you write all the companies down? Because
yes.
I've got Trugot.
Trugot.
Whatevs.
Mika.
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 Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
And then wasn't there, there was one more that was introduced this week, or recently.
Did we mention the Galactic Authority?
Oh, it's in
the
next week preview.
Okay. So...
Also...
Yeah.
My friend Malozzi says, remember that spaceship toy? Next episode.
Ooh.
I remember the way he smirked at five, the way he's like, I'm playing with a toy. Yeah. You're a kid. It was a really funny moment.
Yes. Agreed. So, yeah, they're going to do something about Derek Moss's death.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, Corso's coming back.
And then when the beacon is turned on, we see a very quick clip of someone saying, you're not going to believe this. We just got a signal from a subspace transponder. Which, to me, sounds like, you're not going to believe this. We just got a sciencey, nerd, science. Right? That's what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, totally. Yeah,
100%.
You all heard that?
Yeah.
All right. Because there's so much... in the promo, and based on what we saw this week, I think it might be time to head into predictions.
What?
Where's the music?
Predictions.
There it is.
And now,
flashy lights. Predictions. Okay. In the promo for next week, we see the man from the end of the episode, 2-3, and he says... Welcome back, son. What? Okay. Eryx says to three, you don't trust me or Nyx, but you got no problem keeping a cop on board. As long as he's on the ship, you're all asking for a world of hurt. Oh, that's right. Six is...
he's in cryos.
Yeah. Six is there. Interesting that Eryx points out that you don't trust me or Nyx does not include Devin. We should not be trusting Devin.
Such a nice guy, though. Such a nice boy.
Okay.
I have a bad feeling, too.
Some woman, Tatu, says that the distinct building she's looking for is a is Dwarf Star Technology Headquarters on Terra Prime. Great. Real helpful.
Cool.
Is that building the building that was in the background of the scene with 2 and 5 in the memory? Am I the only one that may think that? Taking it to the chat.
Yeah.
Is that building in the drawing a building that was in the background in that scene with 2 and 5 in 2's memory?
Interesting.
Interesting.
Let
indeed.
Us know.
Yes.
These are the questions.
These are questions.
So, yeah. What do you guys think is going to happen?
Well, I think that Eryx is right. We should not be trusting him or Nyx or Devin. That's all. I don't think the whole cop part. Whatevs. I really wish they would have taken Anders on board, too. The other Galactic Authority guy.
Yeah,
I want to
murdering him.
What, based on how Six is?
Yeah, we can assume he's not dead.
We can assume he might not be dead.
Right, that's fair.
I'd like to see Anders again.
I was really worried this episode.
Yes.
For when three wanted to go down and visit Sarah, because I was worried that if he were to find Six and not know him, he would just space him.
Good point.
Interesting.
He'd just be like, meep. And so now I'm still a little worried about that because like. The people in power now don't remember Six. Like, only Five does, really.
People in power?
Well, I mean, just mean that they're still... They don't have their memories?
No, they have the memories.
Oh, they got them back?
Yeah, of course they did.
Yes. Okay.
You need to pay attention, girl.
I'm sorry.
He was getting pizza rolls.
Okay.
That's the best excuse.
Yeah, no. All of the new memories that they've made since they woke up, from
but
the
I guess
time
what I
that,
meant
yes.
was that I'm worried now that they're like collected memories all together, will still lead them to, like, you guys, you betrayed us. Like, we're still going to space you.
Mm.
Because they still kind of have an axe to grind with him. Like, he right. put them in jail.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'd like to see... First off, I'd like to see Six up and about.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I miss
yeah, his tank tops. You miss his tank tops.
Thank you.
We all miss his tank tops.
As much as I'm mad at Roger, I have forgiven him now. And he is welcome back onto the ship because I would like to see them deal with this.
Yeah.
Did anyone answer my question in the chat about the building? Everyone's like, what are you talking about?
No, I mean, people are mostly talking about not trusting Nyx. They want her backstory.
I'm so sad because we ship her with two.
Yeah.
We trusted her way too fast.
Maybe. I mean, I think that she could also have been basically an undercover.
You think she's working for Aoife?
Well, I was thinking she was a GA plant.
Mmm. Mm.
And which would explain why she's so good at, like, hand-to-hand combat. She has a good knowledge of the inner workings of the prison.
Mm.
Like, I think that it, though that storyline has kind of been done in that we already had Six be a plant, I think that it would be a good thing for her character to be this person who escaped with the Raza and are keeping tabs on them for the GA.
I'll say that the GA storyline is not done.
Yeah, and in fact, I wanted to say also that they bring up, they talk about, like, oh, you got out of Galactica lockup. They're not going to let that go.
Right.
They mention that that's not a thing that happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I kind of am interested, like, these, they're basically the greatest criminals in the galaxy.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some legendary bounty hunters and stuff like that that are they're going to get thrown at them pretty soon here. So I'm waiting for their Boba Fett, basically, to show up.
Bounty hunters in space.
Interesting.
It's like there's a show called Killjoys about that.
What?
Two things.
Oh.
Before you expel your thought. Sorry.
Okay, go.
One, Malozzi says his girlfriend finds you too forgiving. Two.
Wait, what?
Malozzi's girlfriend finds you too forgiving. Two.
Oh.
It's the same building.
Whoa.
Oh, that's right. Wait, does Malozzi confirm?
Malozzi confirms.
Malozzi.
I paid attention.
Thank you for confirming, Mr. Malozzi.
Wait, I'm too forgiving and I'm too suspicious. You two, girl, you two need to work this out. wait, what was my thought? Oh, my thought was Galactic Authority.
Yes.
I know for a fact that we are not done with that storyline, based on announcements of casting, Chris Holden Reed, another Lost Girl alum, is going to be on this season as a Galactic Authority something or other. General? Admiral? Some title? He says it a lot. In
General.
Yeah. A General Admiral. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep. So, we're not done with that storyline for sure.
It's coming back.
I also think we need to deal with Dr. Will Wheaton. So, prediction that Dr. Will Wheaton is in the Dwarf Star Technology headquarters, which is the tall building, on Terra Prime.
Hmm.
Dr. Will Wheaton.
Interesting.
And if we're lucky, we'll see more Wendy's.
just an army of Wendy's at one point.
I had a dream like that once.
The burger place?
Just a whole platoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
What the beacon... stop it. I think we're going to see Boone's father talking to Three, and I feel like he's going to be a jerk and a bad guy, and we're just going to, it's just going to be a one episode, not a problem.
Do you think it's going to be the kind of thing where he's so much of a jerk that we're then like, oh, well, Three's fine now. Now he's not even a jerk.
Yes.
He is great by comparison.
Like that.
I actually hope that this meeting with his father sparks him to try to get his old memories back. Because Three is coming across a lot of things from his past. He, more than anybody, is coming across a lot of people who, one, want to kill him and who he wronged, but also, like, very tragic things like Sarah and his father, and he doesn't really know how to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that this kind of sparks him to go back, get his memories, and we have to deal with the fallout of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Any final predictions? Because I have an announcement to make.
Mm.
So, final predictions.
Oh, man. Beyond all of the things that we've covered,
yes,
I want to throw out that Three's always popping those pills. Maybe that's going to come up later. Because I loved just so much how he's just like, hey, you have a headache? Throw some pills. Just have these generic blue pills. Just have them.
Sometimes you gotta take generic blue pills.
So just take these pills.
I would like...
Space pills.
Yes. Space pills.
Yes. Also, maybe they'll explain why everyone in space was once camping, and they all have those metal camping cups that they drink from only.
Girl.
Everyone was camping, and then they had to go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Girl.
Those are my predictions.
That's a great...
Those things will be explained.
Those great. Okay. Final predictions?
Nope. Got nothing.
Okay. Super important big announcement. For those who are unaware, San Diego Comic-Con is this week. If you're also unaware, the cast of Dark Matter will be there, and I will be speaking with them. If you have questions for the cast of Dark Matter, Roger will not be there, probably because he knows that I will backhand him. He's not going to be there.
He knows.
But I know that 2, 3, 5 Knicks... I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if 4 is going to be there. If you have questions, you best send them to me. And if you're in San Diego... Yeah, that's a threat. and if you're in San Diego, you best come to the fan meetup! That's right, we're having an AfterBuzz meetup. You should be there. I tweeted it out. It is also on the AfterBuzz TV Instagram. San Diego Comic-Con fan meetup. Come say hello. You have to.
Yes.
It's a requirement.
Where's it going
to
be?
It's going to be at 1919 in San Diego. That
awesome.
Is the name of the place. Look it up. Tari, where can people keep up with you throughout the week? Because you guys will be here next week. Just the two of you doing the show.
Yes, we will.
True.
Until then, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
And Andrew.
And you can also find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena, and on Instagram at the Andrew Mena.
Yay!
Yeah.
And you'll see both of them back here next week for Dark Matter. I will be busy in San Diego with the cast of Dark Matter. You can keep up with me and everything going on in San Diego Comic-Con and everything else I do at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. And thank you for joining us. Make sure you comment on YouTube and the iTunes and the Twitters and the words.
Yep.
And you'll see them next week for more Dark Matter.
Hooray!
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.